गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्ग की वृंदावन मथुर धाम की मायापुर नवदी धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की नेताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री भगवान शंकरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 22 एलिमेंट्स ऑफ मटेरियल क्रिएशन टेक्स्ट 57। तस्मात् उद्धव मां भुङ्क्षव तस्मात् उद्धव मां भुङ्क्षव विषयान् असदिन्द्रियै विषयान् असदिन्द्रियै आत्मा ग्रहण निर्भातम् आत्माग्रहण निर्भातम् पश्य वैकल्पिकं भ्रमम् पश्य वैकल्पिकं भ्रमम् तस्माद् उद्धव मा भुङ्क्ष्व विषयान् असदिन्द्रियै आत्माग्रहण निर्भातम् पश्य वैकल्पिकं भ्रमम् तस्मात् उद्धव मा भुङ्क्ष्व विषयान् असदिन्द्रियै ஆத்மாகிரஹண நிர்பாதம் பஷ்யவைகல்பிகம் ப்ரமம். Mataji's Mukshwa Vishwana Sadindriyaya Atma Grahana Nirpatam Ashwai Kalpikam Brahman. Thoda Maybe you can come a little closer. Thoda nazdeek aa jaiye. Please come closer. Thoda bahut scattered ho gaya sab. All people, you can come this side also. Some Mataji is remain seated, there is no problem. Thoda. So word by word meaning, tasmat, therefore, Uddhava, my dear Uddhava, ma bhunkshva, do not enjoy Vishayan, the objects of sense gratification, asat, impure, indriyai, with senses, atma, of the self, grahana, agrahana, inability to realize, nirbhatam, in which is manifest, pasya, see it, vaikalpikam, based on material duality, brahmam, the illusion. Translation and purpose by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: therefore, O Uddhava, do not try to enjoy sense gratification with material senses. See how illusion based on material dualities prevents one from realizing the self. Purport: everything that exists in the potency and property of the Supreme Lord, meant to be used in His loving service. Seeing material objects as separate from the Lord and thus meant to be possessed and enjoyed by oneself is called vaikalpikam brahmam. The illusion of material duality when selecting one's personal object of enjoyment, such as food, clothing, residence or vehicle, one considers the relative quality of the object to be acquired. Consequently, in material life, one is in constant anxiety, trying to acquire the most excellent sense gratification for one's personal pleasure. If one realizes everything as a property of the Lord, however, he will see everything as meant for the Lord's pleasure. He will feel no personal anxiety because he is satisfied simply to be engaged in the Lord's loving service. It is not possible to exploit the property of the Lord and at the same time advance in self-realization. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, in this verse, Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava, do not try to enjoy sense gratification with material senses. See how illusion based on material dualities prevents one from realizing the self. So here in this chapter we can see that Lord is telling Uddhava about the various elements of this material nature, the nature of the living entity, and how the living entity is entangled in this material world because of acquiring this material body, and how we have been put into this material body, which is quite a place of suffering, and we are not this material body. First of all, we should know we are the eternal spirit soul. A soul doesn't want to suffer, but it has been put into this kind of body where one has been given various senses, Shrotra Chakshur Sparshanam Rasanam Ghanam Evach Adhishtayam Manashtayam Vishan Upasevate. The sense of hearing, ears, Shrotra Chakshu, eyes, Shrotra Chakshu Sparshanam, sense of touch, hands or tongue, ரசனம் ஜீவா டம் கிராணமேவச்ச அதிஷ்டாய மனிஷ்டாய விஷயானுபசேவத்தை. அண்ட் திஸ் ஆல் தி சென்சஸ் ஆர் குரூப்ட் அரவுண்ட் மைண்ட் மனஷ்டாய். So mind is the actual, can control all the senses. But only if the mind is in control, then only mind will be able to control the senses. But if the mind is not in control, then what happens? Senses are not in control. Or sometimes senses control a person. Isn't it? You can be sense of, senses are so powerful. Yesterday also we are hearing from our dear Guru Gauranga how senses are powerful. Dhyayato Vishan Punsa. As soon as the mind starts thinking, all the senses get diverted there. The material energy, the mind energy is so powerful, it is so subtle. That small material energy has a power to control all the senses, the entire body. It is helplessly carried away. And in this material world also we can see the effect of this. In fact, the senses are so powerful that so many businesses are running around it. Sense of taste, we can take for example. We want to taste something nice, good food. And sometimes at home, good food is not cooked, right? Or sometimes it is cooked. And we want to eat nice, good food for the sense of tongue. Tongue is so powerful. Tongue drives a person. If I don't get food at one place, I'll go to some other place. The sense of tongue is pushing. Where is good food? I want to taste that. So wherever it is available, one is ready to go. Therefore, so many food industries are running. Restaurants. And so many cafes and so many things are running because of tongue. This small sense has so much of power. In fact, it is said that the other senses are two and function is one. Like the sense of eyes, vision. We are two eyes, but only function is one, to see. We are two ears. Function is hearing, only one function, hearing. Two nostrils. And we smell. It's not that from one nose we smell something different and from another nostril we smell something different. It is one function. But tongue is one. But functions are two. What are the two functions of tongue? Speaking and tasting. Tongue is so powerful, in fact, it is explained that tongue not only demands more food, it wants a rasanam, various types of taste are there. Bitter, sour, sweet, pungent. It's not that only we eat only one type of food and we are happy. tongue is demanding, not like this, not this, and more accurate, more quality. Tongue is so powerful. It demands and it pushes one to go from one place to another. It's not good food in this restaurant, I will go to some other restaurant. Give a bad rating to this restaurant. Reviews, bad rating, this is not a good place. So businesses depend on the tongue. Food industries. And another function is speech. Controlling the urge to speak. It's very important. Our acharyas have explained that vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam. Vacho vegam. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that the first urge, the prime most, is the vacho vegam. Controlling the urge to speak. Sometimes we can control the urge of tasting before we pick up something and try to put in our mouth. We have some control. Okay, it doesn't seem to be good. Not taste it. Not to put in the mouth. But the urge to control the speech is more difficult. As soon as mind thinks something about somebody critical or something, there is immediate tendency to speak. The mind is not controlled. The tongue immediately starts speaking something. And in today's world, there are various ways of speaking. Right? It is not that in front of I speak 10 people, 5 people and it is okay, right? But we take it to the different level. Social media. We are not satisfied with the creating our impact on a limited circle. We want the whole world to know what I speak. Everyone should know what I speak. So whether it is good or bad, I don't mind. I have to speak. And today's world, so many medias are promoting that. And it is happening. It is not that because somebody is a very big person in the material world, he has a good speech. There is so much of criticism going on, slandering going on. They're trying to pull each other down. On the social media, sometimes we may think that, oh, they are now very big people and they should be politely speaking with each other. It's not like that. But controlling the urge to speak is so powerful. It can create positive impact and it can create tremendous negative impact also. So one should know how to utilize this. It is also said that it is like a rudder of a ship. The ship has a rudder. And it's a small part of the mechanism. But if it is moved little different in direction, the entire ship starts moving in a different direction. Little change in the direction. And a complete big ship, it's like a huge, many, many tons, starts changing in a different direction. Similarly, how we speak, what we speak, has an impact on people. And therefore, in this material world, it's filled with negativities, right? People are criticizing each other, fighting, backbiting, pulling each other down. That is a complete negativity. The heart is filled with such kind of negativity, which doesn't help the self actually. It is so bad, it doesn't make anything productive. It in fact makes a person more depressed person. speaking wrong about somebody. But what is the antidote for this? There has to be something that we have to get rid of these bad tendencies. And that is glorifying the Supreme Lord. The tongue has that bad tendency of tasting wrong food or speaking wrongly about other people. That tendency has to be purified. And that tendency can be purified by engaging positively. When we engage our tongue positively, then we can control that tongue. We have some hope. And therefore, controlling the taste, one should be determined to take Krishna prasada. One should know that I will not eat anything which is not offered to the Lord. That has to be first offered to the Lord. Then it becomes a purified food. Lord Krishna personally eats that. We should have faith. When we eat such kind of spiritual, highly energized food, then it starts affecting at a subtle level. Our consciousness starts changing little by little. And then we will start thinking, we will start realizing that yes, it is impacting. And it will slowly change the taste buds. It is not that somebody is now addicted to eating such some kind of food which is not recommended in the scriptures. Lord Krishna recommends what he recommends to eat. What is the shloka in Bhagavad Gita? Which he says that you offer me with this, with love and devotion. Yes? He also wants to eat something. God also wants to eat something. So what he tells? What you should offer me? Water and? Yes? And? Water. And? Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Yome bhaktya prayashati. Krishna is telling that you offer me patram, leaf, pushpam, flowers, phalam, fruits, toyam, water. You offer me these simple things. Don't worry. Even if it is not too much elaborate, don't worry. With whatever capacity you can offer, you can offer. But offer with love and devotion. That is more important. When somebody starts offering with love and devotion, then that attitude of service will increase. And then somebody has more. It's not that only, even if he has more, I just offer small leaf and water to Lord. If somebody has a more capacity, he should offer with good opulence. It's not that only little to Krishna and everything to me. One has to start offering more to Krishna. So in this way, one will see that our tendency of eating will start coming in control. And in today's world, it's not the food industries are running because of the tongue. But the medical industries are also running because of the tongue. Right? The medicines are given because somebody starts overeating. When food is not digested, then all the symptoms and problems. Then one has to go to the doctor, take the medicine, get rid of diseases. Therefore, Peter Barwash, in his book, he writes that the doctor survives on the one third of the food what the patient eats. No, sorry, the normal person survives on the one third of the food what one eats, and doctor survives on the two third of the food what the patient eats. If one can eat only one third of the food, one can survive properly. But he eats more than necessary, then all the problems, health problems, this problem, that problem, overweight, running to going to gym, running in the morning, all this is happening because of the tongue. Can we imagine the power of this tongue? If it is uncontrolled, it can, one becomes so much of conscious of health. I want to keep my body fit. But if one can control the tongue, his body can automatically become fit. So this is the one sense which has so powerful. And not only that, tongue demands so many things in today's time. Today's time, I am hearing that drinking has become so common. People are drinking like water. Drinking like water. Not drinking water, but drinking like water. Think about it. What is the meaning behind this? So it has become so common that it is like a water one is drinking. But one doesn't realize what is happening. It happens, it goes at a deeper level. And it is explained, there are research has been done that when somebody takes too much this kind of consumption and it just doesn't affect the liver, but it starts affecting the brain. It starts going into the brain and it starts affecting the neurotransmitters, which are like the fine, delicate mechanism in our brain to keep everything in a balance. When that starts affecting, the person starts losing the balance. Because this subtle mechanism in the brain is so powerful that the person can remain in balance if it is in a normal condition. But when it starts affecting, we start putting too much of this intake, it starts affecting the brain, and then all the symptoms of depression, anxiety and all problems starts coming because of too much of getting addicted to such things. So therefore our shastras are not wrong. They are telling to control from the very beginning. That control the tongue first. Control these urges. And one is not going to lose anything. One has to eat, take simple food, whatever is necessary to survive. You will survive, you will not die. But people are dying because of overeating. That is a big problem in this material world. Then another sense we can take, the sense of I. Yesterday also he was telling that how the senses are so powerful. Patanga, matanga and various things he was telling. The moth is attracted by the fire. His eyes just get caught up to that burning flame or the light, and it is so powerful it doesn't realize that if I venture too much, I will be extinguished, I will finish, I will die. And in today's world, this entire industry, which industry is running because of sense of I? Film industry. Is it true? All the whatever they show, is it true? All the stories are very true happening in some place and very ideal situation. Is it true? It is not true. But still what happens? It is there for some time on that silver screen, right? Some light elements, particles are thrown and we start seeing that there is a person, there is something, and we start getting so much absorbed into that. And we think that, yeah, this is a reality. This is happening somewhere. These people exist at some place and they live like this. They live happy life. But it is all shown for some time, 2-3 hours, and what happens afterwards? The end. Not just the end. The end. Permanently ended. And one again thinks that, oh, it was not sufficient once I saw. I want to go and again see the same thing. See the power of sense. It is not true. We know that it is not true. But still, the power is so, the sense is pushing so much to see something which is not true. And which are the other industries running because of the sense of I? Yes, today's time. Cosmetic, that will come. Yes, that is also there. Cosmetic, we want to say good. So we apply all the powders and creams and lotions, shaving creams, and because we want to look good. Everyone should see me, right? They should see, oh, the person has come. Some special. Everyone should get like a they should get spellbound. They should fall unconscious looking at me. So that is how the metal world is running after. Everyone should see me and like that. Clothes, yeah, that is also, we are coming slowly, slowly. We will cover up many things. But the main thing, which is like a big problem in today's time, a small gadget within a, it can fit in our pocket. That screen world, right? Eyes are so captivated to that screen world. We think that this is reality. Everything is real here. And everything is designed in that way. Colors, the fonts, and all the things. It's very subtle actually. How to capture a customer? There's a more subtle mechanisms. A lot of research has been done. How the sense of eye is so powerful. If you put something at the first time, then keep impact for some time, and how the person is hooked into that. There's all lot of marketing research has been done, and people are hooked into that, unfortunately. So this is a sense of eye which has film industries, TV, mobile, lot of things. And what is the antidote for that? Seeing the beautiful form of Krishna. That is the antidote. When we see the beautiful form of Krishna, Radha Gopinath, it's not that they are only just marble deities and what to look at them. Every day the same thing. No. If our eyes are trained, if we see them as person, we will see them as person standing there. They are not the ordinary marble statue. They are the standing there. They are seeing us. They are watching us. They are hearing what we are speaking. They know everything. When we see like them, we will see them like Radha and Krishna. They are standing there. Shishu Radha Gopinath are standing. They can talk with you. They will hear your prayers. But if you see them as just ordinary marble statue, then you will see as a marble statue. You will not see them as person. So therefore, how to see them? Therefore, the entire process has been given that we develop this jnana chakshu, the eyes of devotion. Then only we will be able to see. Otherwise, we will come to them and ask them, give me this, give me that. We don't want to serve them. But we will ask them to give, to become our servant. We are asking them to become our servant instead of we becoming their servants. Right? That is a big problem with us. That every day we may come and ask, oh God, give me this. Oh God, give me this. So who is the master? Is God master or we are the master? God becomes your servant. And you are the master then. So we have to change from within. We have to change our consciousness from within. Then we will start seeing them as a supreme person. And we will see them that they are actually serving us. It is not that we are serving, but they are serving us. How we breathe, the air they supply, how we hear, the eyes, the light they give, the food they give. It's all because of them. If they don't give us, we'll not able to survive in this material world. So they are serving us. We should have that complete faith. We should not just go and, it's like a ritual to ask every day, go, God, give me this. God may give me that. God knows everything what we need actually. And He will give whatever is necessary. He will make sure that we don't starve. We are not in scarcity. He will supply whatever is necessary without asking. So then one has to change the consciousness from within. So therefore the eyes, we can purify the eyes by seeing the form of the Lord. Then the ears. Which are the industries running because of the ears? Music. Music, so much music. And then what, how the music is produced? Because of the musical instruments. Various instruments are created. Harmonium, of course we use in Krishna's service to play kirtan. But there are so many other instruments. If they are used for our sense gratification, then they become material, completely material. But the same instrument when it is used in Krishna's service, then it becomes spiritual. It is not material then. So therefore instruments are produced, instrument industry is running. So many teaching going on, learn this harmonium or learn this guitar or violin and for producing material sound. Because just it's a sound vibration which impacts our ears and it creates a lot of emotions. But if it is material, it's a material consciousness, then it's all, it doesn't elevate one. But what is the antidote for purifying this sense of hearing? What is that? What is the antidote? Krishna's pastimes, hearing Krishna's pastimes. And Vishwambhurpu, Sri Vishwambhurpu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day one should hear attentively. Hearing the Bhagavatam lectures, kathas, so glorification of the Supreme Lord. It's not a ritual that I attended Bhagavatam class and I got the benefit. But one has to go deeply and reflect on it. Whether this message is, was it for somebody else or was it for me?
We should think that it was for me. I had to change from within. I had to change my consciousness from within. Not just material desires. There is no end to this material desire. They will never end. But one has to get attached to the Supreme Lord. Develop the spiritual, at least one spiritual desire one should have. I want to serve the Lord. I want to offer flower to the Lord with love and devotion. I want to offer the lambs to the Lord. I want to hear about Krishna's pastimes. At least one desire somewhere we should have. That will purify us. Otherwise the material desires will completely overpower one. And one may be coming years after years in the temple or staying in the temple for many years. One's consciousness will not change because one is not hearing properly. Hearing means to put in action. Hearing means to actually, it should reflect in our life. If it doesn't reflect in our life, it just remains a ritual. It doesn't become spiritual. So therefore, hearing is so powerful. If we just hear, submissive oral reception, entire process, we will see the entire world is different. So therefore, ears, they play a very important role in our spiritual progress. And the nose, which are the industries running because of the nose? Fragrance, perfume, yes, and perfume, deodorant, so much of things are coming out of, so we want to keep our body fragrant, right? Nobody should know that our body is so bad actually. Smelling so bad, dirty. Isn't it? It's a fact. It's a reality. Somebody was telling that some couple was there and they were using perfumes. So much so that they didn't know. And once they stop using perfume for some time and they realize what is this actual reality. And they got divorced actually. Because they came to the reality that this is what is happening. So therefore these senses, they cheat us. The senses are so powerful. They keep us in the illusory world. Thinking that maybe this form will give me happiness, this sound will give me happiness, this taste will give me happiness, this smell give me happiness. It's a material. Unless we dotel in Krishna's service, we have to go more deeper and try to understand what is spiritual, what is the self. So therefore, Krishna is telling Arjuna here that do not get illusion because of the senses, sense objects. They will cheat all the time. They are not true. The material body itself is always changing. It is not that now the body looks so beautiful and so nice and it will remain eternally. After some years, old body, nobody looks at the old person. Right? Nobody wants old people to be around in today's time. Right? Send them to old age. Isn't it? The material civilization has gone so down actually that even the humanity is losing. People are not even human. They are just want to get rid of old people. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada explains that in some places in Africa, they kill old people like a sport without realizing that it will happen one day to them also. It's a fact. In some tribes in Africa somewhere, they kill old people because they think that it is a useless guy. Kill them. And like a festival to kill them. So much degradation. So therefore our acharyas have explained that we have to spiritualize, re-spiritualize our society. And how one can re-spiritualize society? By becoming more and more Krishna conscious. By realizing our own self. By realizing the Supreme Lord as not different from His Murti. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Vrajendranandha. That is how one has to change from within. One should not try to change the world. Changing the world is a very big word, thinking. But first of all, one should change from within. First, change yourself. If you are disconnected from within, how can we change? We can connect other people, bring them to the higher level of consciousness. That is not possible. So therefore, Krishna consciousness process is the process of going more deeper in our own consciousness. Realizing, understanding the reality is the birth, old age, disease and death, which are going to come to everyone. If you are attached to the Lord Krishna, then Krishna will give us a remembrance at the time of death. That yes, this soul has sincerely served me. And now I will manifest him in front of him when he is leaving the body. Krishna promises that. Krishna's promise never go in vain. Therefore, whatever services we are doing, we should become more attentive to all those services, because these services are not different from the divine spiritual world. But if we look from the material point of view, the same things will look material. We will think that this is an anxiety. Every day I have to do these services, it's an anxiety if our consciousness is material. But if our consciousness is spiritual, we will see as an opportunity to serve more and more. So this is how we should look at the things. And our acharyas, our dear Srila Prabhupada has given us this process, this place where we can practice this Krishna consciousness and perfect our lives. Hare Krishna. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.